Please be seated. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Good morning, sinners.
Good morning.
Glad we're all here. Good to know. So good to be here. First of all, if you get bored, just remember what I said at the beginning, and that is that we are all loved and forgiven by a gracious God. If you just remember that, no matter where you've been, no matter where you're going, you are God's beloved. You are God's most important. So we start there. Secondly, we're going to gather today to affirm the faith of five or so people. If anybody else decides in the middle of the service they want to do that too, that's okay. Feel free to come forward. Is this okay that I'm down here, by the way? Sometimes it makes people nervous. I remember when I was young and the priest came down, I just was afraid that they didn't call on me. I was calling you, I promise. And they look at you, they smile at you. But five people are saying, and maybe I'm paraphrasing, that they want Jesus to be more at the center of their life. And they want this community to know that. And that's pretty bold. Pretty bold. And the third thing that I'm celebrating today, that some of you may or not know, that exactly a year ago, to the moment, I was just about to be ordained bishop on the 15th of September 2018 at a Presbyterian church in Bethlehem. And it has been quite a year. I'll say more about that in a moment. But I want to thank you, those who've been praying for me, who've been thinking of me. I know that I've been praying for you. So let's talk a bit about these texts that we heard this morning, because they are quite rich. It's fascinating to me that there's some grumbling in both the first reading and in the gospel. And the grumbling in the first reading is actually coming from God. I love it that God is grumbling. That's good, I think. And then it's the Pharisees and the scribes in the gospel that's grumbling. In that first reading, it's God grumbling to Moses, saying, Moses, your people are a stiff-necked people. These people that you led forward, they are depraved. They don't deserve the promised land, and I paraphrase it. And you've got to love Moses. Moses says, God, wait a minute. I didn't lead these people. You know, I was there. You led these people. These are your people, God. These are your beloved. And you have to be God. And what comes forward is a reminder that God is God and that God is with us no matter what. That God's beliefs don't change. That's good. In our second reading from Paul, who lifts himself up in the letter to Timothy and says, you know, I am probably the greatest sinner of all. Look at my background. Look at my history. And if God can redeem me, and if I can be a leader, if I can be an apostle, if I can possibly transform and change the hearts of others, imagine what else God can do. That is remarkable good news. For you and for me. And then we have these delightful parables Luke chapter 15, which some say are at the heart of the gospel. You know, if you can just hold on to Luke 15. I love these two texts. And I'll add my own. I've got a third parable and dare to add a third to that is so wonderful. But if you follow, there's great symmetry. We have a lost sheep and we have a lost one. And we're told that there is great searching in the fields and in the house. They are sweeping and seeking to find the lost. And let me tell you my parable. It's called the parable of the lost pants. Not as well known, but the parable of the lost pants goes something like this. I had a magnificent suit, my favorite suit and my best suit. And I'm certain that I brought those pants to the cleaner. I went to the cleaner a week later and they didn't have those pants. And another week went by and another week went by and they didn't have those pants. I had that magnificent jacket, but I had no pants. So I began searching. I thought maybe I left it at my folks' place, or maybe on a business trip, and I retraced my steps. Is it possible I didn't bring those pants to the cleaner? Time went by. Almost a year. I decided that it was enough. So I brought that jacket, my favorite jacket, and gave it to Goodwill. Someone could use it. Next week I went to the cleaner. And guess what? They were my pants. They found my pants. I've given up hope a little bit too soon. My vision is, and I need those pants, by the way, Goodwill as well. Hope is that someday in God's kingdom, that jacket and those pants will be reunited once and for all. These parables are pointing us to something magnificent. They remind us that this God will go searching for us long after we've given up hope. Long after we may feel despair and loss and isolation, God keeps searching. God never stops searching. And there will be great rejoicing when they are found. It's fascinating to me that one of the symbols, as you know, of the bishop, this crozier. Now, we know what this is for, right? This is part of that parable. Now, I'm going to really get in trouble over here, but this guy over here, if he were a goat, or maybe a sheep, probably more of a goat than a sheep, frankly. You're probably more the type that wanders up, maybe on a little crag or up a mountain, but the reason why the shepherd has this is he can kind of look at this. It's not a very good one, but he can kind of get him right there and pull him. And pull him. And bring him back home. You know, one of the great charges of a bishop, one of the great charges for you and for me, is to keep searching. Keep sweeping. Find our way in those fields for those who are most broken and most vulnerable and most in need of God's love. The Pharisees and the scribes couldn't get it. They were grumbling. They were stuck in the way they thought it was supposed to be. They were stuck in the law. It wasn't right that Jesus was having meals with the tax collector, with the sinners. He wasn't supposed to welcome them, embrace them, and love them, and he did that. But Jesus turns it upside down on them and on us. We are called to reach out to the most vulnerable. There'll be someone here among us. There'll be someone who was here and no longer will be among us. Maybe a beloved family member. Your whole community. Remember how we started. We are love. No matter what we do, no matter where we've been, no matter where we're going, we are love. So rejoice. It's not just be a task of the world, but bringing that love to those who must be.